Let's get a September on three. One, two, three.
Wake me up when September ends.
Quiet on the set, make sure my mic is on. There is Dre and Juju Dog diving towards the pylon. Go for two, so damn rude, recognize authority. Spitting tips for fantasy, no way you're outscoring me. Bold predictions with conviction every single day. Sports addiction, no restriction, kicking game like Pele. He's the greatest, what's the basis? Pick an athlete, let's debate this game. Outrageous trading places, sudden death, take 10 paces. Turn and shoot, boys the truth, Mamba mentality. Future greats take their place, dreams become reality. Blowing outside, knocked it out the park. Your boy discovered fire like a rock with a spark. Reps acting like Neanderthals, phantom flags, nothing calls. Heartbreak losses, tragic falls. Every week discuss it all. Settle in, listen up. Free of time like Andrew Luck. Show's about to start, I suggest you buckle up.
September. Well, guys, that is it for the month of September for football. We only have two more games. We have the Sunday night football game tonight and then the Monday night football game tomorrow as of this recording. And then we are through September, my birthday month. 95% of my family members, their birthday month as well. We've had some pretty heavy snowstorms in December for my family, apparently, because everybody's in September. Next week, we'll start off in October, where football is beautiful. You got the changing of the colors of the leaves, crisper weather. Some places get snow. Here in New Mexico, we get like, I don't know, snow for 2 seconds and then it melts away. But week three is done. Week four, it should be a lovely week because there's a lot of pretty good matchups, especially for fantasy purposes. And I like a lot of the matchups going forward. So we'll go ahead and just get right into it and start off with our week three breakdown. So again, we're going to do top 10 of the season and top 10 of the week, see how they compare, and then, you know, go through your waiver wire ads and our slump buster of the week. So Russell Wilson finished last week for the season as number one QB for the season, and this week he finishes number one again. 5 touchdowns again for this man. He is on an absolute tear right now. 14 touchdowns through the first 3 weeks, an NFL record. We'll get to who he plays next week when we get into the weekly breakdown. Josh Allen again on a tear. He finished 2 for the season and number 2 this week. We'll get into his breakdown here in a little bit. QB3 for the season, poor guy, Matt Ryan, another blown lead. At this point, we should just call it falconing if you blow a lead, because damn, they stink. He did finish 23rd on the week, poor guy. Lost damn near his whole team. Ridley was healthy, but Hayden Hurst was kind of there. Other than that, I mean, Julio was out for the game. Russell Gage left concussion, so he really didn't have much help. Cam Newton, QB4 on the season. He finished 24th. There really wasn't much for them to do because they killed the Raiders on the ground. Aaron Rodgers is currently playing, so there's not much we can go based off of his numbers yet. Dak Prescott finished 3rd this week. He's QB6 on the season. Absolute shootout. He probably should have won that game, but hey, Russell Wilson is just that good right now. If he doesn't win MVP this year, something's wrong. I know it's a hot take because it's September and you can't really do much for September football because it doesn't really play a big role. It's going to be more of the later end of the season. But man, Russell's just doing so good. Dak did finish 3rd on the week, so we'll get into him here in a second. Kyler Murray's QB7 on the year. He finished 8th. He is killing Kenyon Drake owners because he likes to run the damn ball. Patty Mahomes, QB8 on the season. Currently not played yet, so we can't break his film down because I am not a fortune teller and I cannot see into the future. So sorry, guys. Gardner Minshew, QB9, laid an absolute egg, finished as QB27. This is saying a lot because he finished behind Mitchell Trubisky, who got benched. So yeah, he did not have a good week. Tannehill's QB10 on the year. He finished as QB 20 this week. So top 10 for this week, like we said earlier, Russell Wilson, he killed it. And he's going to kill it again because they play Miami. The only problem with that is hopefully they don't build up a big enough lead where they just run the ball the whole second half. He is going to be a set it and forget it guy for the remainder of the year. Josh Allen finished as QB 2 for the week. They do get the Raiders next week, and I love that matchup. He's going to win a lot of people's fantasy leagues this year. Not much more I can say about him. He is absolutely killing it this year. 300 in all three games, and expect him to go over 300 again next week. Dak finished third on the week. He does get Cleveland next week. I do like his chances of having another top five finish next week as well. Fourth on the week was Jared Goff. They do get the Giants next week, so I'm a little weary about this because Sean McVay will probably just run the ball if they have a huge lead in the second half of that game. So be wary of him, but I do like starting him next week. Tom Brady finished fifth this week. Pretty good week for him. He did lose two of his playmakers. Chris Godwin left with a hamstring injury, but he did rely on Gronk a little bit more. We'll get into Gronk here later on in this podcast. They do get the Chargers next week, so he's going to be a lower end QB1, even a QB2. Chargers defense is pretty stout. I mean, they did play Panthers today, so you know, not much you could do, but they did slow down Patrick Mahomes. They did hold the Panthers to like 11 million field goals today, so that's a good sign from the defense that they are bending but not breaking. Fitzpatrick finished as sixth overall QB this week. They do get Seattle next week. They are going to be trailing, so he's going to have to be throwing the ball. So I do like him as a top 10 finisher again next week. Joe Burrow finished as QB 7. They get Jacksonville next week. We might have to start taking Joe Burrow a little serious because he can ball. The only problem is they have a crap offensive line, so he's going to get hit a lot. He might get injured just because of the way 2020 is going and the amount that he's getting hit. I believe he is the most pressured quarterback in the league. So just be wary of starting him. I do like him in two QB leagues, super flex league. So I do like him there. But starting him can be a little volatile, but I will fire him up as a QB2 with QB1 potential, as we could see two top 10 finishes for the man. Kyler Murray finished as QB8 on the week. He does get Carolina next week. He is dual threat quarterback. Cliff Kingsbury's system fits him perfectly. So continue to start him with no worries in the world. Not any worries because it is 2020, but you know what I mean. Ninth quarterback today was Kirk Cousins. He does get Houston next week, and he has been up and down. So be cautious if you start him. Houston does have a beatable defense, so he could have another top finish, but I'm going to put him as a QB2 for next week. Now, QB10 for the week was a bit interesting when I was doing my end of the day research and stuff. It was Carson Wentz. Yeah, that game was terrible. He's not looking very good. They do get San Francisco next week, so I don't like his chances of finishing in the top 10 again next week. So I would just sit him on your bench unless it's a two quarterback super flex league.
This is message brought to you by the Foundation for a Perfect Package.
Why do I need Manscaped?
Why do I need Manscaped?
Why do I need Manscaped?
Because the only frill I want is the one up top.
Because being in a relationship is not an excuse to be lazy.
Because I like talking ball, not smelling like them.
Because deforestation is proven to prevent forest fires.
Manscaped is the only brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming.
Manscaped's crop preserver guarantees that you smell your best all day long.
Manscaped boxer briefs are the most comfortable underwear on the market.
Manscaped's advanced skincare technology makes Knicks a thing of the past.
Manscaped is the number one in men's grooming. Subscribers get 2 free blade refills every 3 months. Get 20% off plus free shipping and handling with the promo code SLUMP at manscaped.com. That's the promo code SLUMP at manscaped.com. Get your Lawnmower 3.0 today.
We are the Slump Busters.
And we approve this message.
Now we will get into the top running backs for the season. Aaron Jones currently playing, so we can't do much with that. Same with Kamara currently playing, so we can't do much with that. Christian McCaffrey, he is on IR, so he's done for 3 weeks. Nothing to report there. Ezekiel Elliott did finish with a top 12 finish, so he was RB1 this week. He's the fourth best running back of the season so far. Josh Jacobs is the fifth best running back this year. He did finish 29th. I was telling people that, you know, New England does like to take away your best weapon. They do it very well, whether it's your running back, your receiver, your tight end, who it is, that person's not going to beat them. And it showed again, he had a lackluster game. He did finish as a RB3, but you don't want that from your RB1 that you drafted in the first round. Chris Carson, sixth best running back on the season so far. He did finish as a RB2 in that 24th spot. Now for him, we're going to have to worry about the leg injury he sustained in the fourth quarter of that game. So just be mindful of that. If he is out, obviously you don't want to play him. Don't be that guy that plays a hurt player. RB7 on the year is Raheem Mostert. He was out injured, so nothing to report there. Dalvin Cook is the eighth best running back. He did finish top five, so it's a good boat. They do get Houston next week, like we said earlier with Kirk Cousins. Houston did have let up 109 rushing yards and a touchdown to James Conner, so that's good news for Cook. He had over 181 rushing yards today. I don't see that production from him, but still a pretty nice day, so he does have a good chance of finishing as a top 10 running back next week as well. Jonathan Taylor is the ninth best running back in the league. He did finish 21st this week. Game script is going to be his downfall right now, but I mean, there really wasn't much for them to do offensively because they were playing Jets one, because I don't know if you looked at the stat line, they had like 7 picks, 15 sacks, they had 2 touchdowns, a safety. Like literally they didn't have to do anything other than just hold the ball to win that game. Kareem Hunt is the 10th best running back this year so far, and he did finish as a top 20 running back right there at the 20 spot. Him and Chubb, look for them to be more like Kamara and Ingram a couple years ago. You could start both of them very confidently. I really don't see much problem with that because they are using them both. Chubb had 100 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. Hunt had, I believe, right around 100 total yards and a touchdown for him. So they're getting them both involved. So go ahead and play both of them very confidently. Now for the weekly rankings, Rex Burkhead with 3 touchdowns this week. If there's one thing we have learned about New England is they hate fantasy running backs. So do not chase this guy whatsoever. Let me say that again. Do not chase this guy whatsoever. You got it? Write it down. Bill Belichick hates fantasy running backs, so we're probably not going to even see Rex Burkhead enter the game next week. They do get Kansas City, so you know they're going to be chasing points. He does have a role in the passing down where as long as James White is out of the rotation, which we don't know with his family deal when he's going to be back, so T's and P's to his family, but still do not go after Rex Burkhead. Second running back this week was Austin Eckler. Since Justin Herbert took over, he's dumping down a little bit more. We're getting vintage Austin Eckler, which is funny because really he's only been around for 3 years. Year one, he was pretty good. Year two, really good. Last year, phenomenal. Again, with Justin Herbert, he's going to be a top running back week in and week out. RB3 of the day, James Robinson. We need, not really of the day because he played Thursday, but you know what I mean. We need to take this man more seriously. I need to take him more seriously because I was like, yeah, it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, whatever. Running-wise, he's not very good, but passing-wise, he is phenomenal. They do get Cincinnati next week, so continue the trend of James Robinson scoring at a high pace. Derrick Henry finished as RB4 on the day. They do get a pretty stingy Pittsburgh defense, so I could see a lower output for him. He's not at that point in the year where he's just running over everybody. It's still early. So look for him to be a back-end running back one, a high-end RB2. You could still play him definitely with some confidence, but don't look for the type of output that he had today. Dalvin Cook, we already mentioned him. fifth running back of the week. They get Houston, pretty beatable defense. James Conner, who we'll talk about right now, had 109 yards and a touchdown against Houston. He does get Tennessee, who, look what Derrick Henry is on Tennessee. What am I doing? Dalvin Cook, look at the day he had against Tennessee. Nick Chubb is the seventh best running back of this week. He does get Dallas next week, so I do like his chances of being a top rusher, but I like Kareem Hunt a little bit better. So I would play Kareem Hunt more often than Nick Chubb next week, but still Nick Chubb is going to be a top running back. I am so sorry for number eight. Everybody that I told to not play Mike Davis because the Chargers defense is pretty stingy and they have allowed lesser amount of yards, points, whatever you want to running backs better than Mike Davis. But here I am eating my words. So sorry for Mike Davis. Sorry to Mike Davis owners because I told you not to play him. So hopefully you did. But he gets Arizona next week. Antonio Gibson did score against them. So fire him up as a flex option. Not your number one running back, not your number two running back, but a decent flex option. Darrell Henderson for the Rams gets New York next week. He did finish as RB9. So look for him to get a lot of work. He has supplanted Malcolm Brown as the RB1 in that Rams offense. And I even think if Cam Akers comes back, he should still be pretty deep in that rotation. I would even like his chances to play better against the Giants than Cam Akers coming off an injury. They might want to ease him back. Number 10 running back on the day is our fan favorite Jeff Wilson Jr., aka the Vulture, because that's all he does is Vulture touchdowns. Yeah, two today. He does get Philly. This is going to be a weird one. As long as Raheem Mostert is out, Tevin Coleman is out, Jerick McKinnon is still going to be there. He should have a role. He does Vulture touchdowns. That's why we like to call him the Vulture. But I would wait on him for, you know, all the reports for the week of practice to come out to see what's going on. I would still roster him if you have, a spot or you have a person that you can drop on your waiver wire ads this week. But again, be cautious. But Philly's linebackers are pretty terrible, so he can have big play if he does indeed play this next week. On to receivers. Calvin Ridley is the number one fantasy receiver. He did finish as wide receiver 17 this week. DeAndre Hopkins is the second best receiver. He did finish eighth, so we'll get into him here in just a second. Davante Adams, my slump buster of the week, was actually inactive this week, so that is a miss for me on the first ever slump buster of the week. So he didn't play, nothing much to say there. Robbie Anderson is the fourth best receiver in fantasy football this year. He did finish as wide receiver 41, so you don't like to see that. But again, Chargers defense, Chargers secondary is actually pretty good with Casey Hayward and Chris Harris Jr. as the top cornerbacks. Stephon Diggs, wide receiver 5 for the year. He finished as the 29th best receiver. Julian Edelman is the sixth best receiver with having a career game that he never had with Tom Brady with Cam Newton as quarterback. So nobody would have said that at the start of the year. He finished as wide receiver 81. Again, the rush game for New England was so good that they really didn't have to do much. Adam Thielen, the seventh best receiver of the year, finished as wide receiver 34. Russell Gage owners, man, everybody was on this guy's page. Everybody was behind him this week. Eighth best receiver. He had been killing it. Unfortunately, he left with a concussion, so he didn't even finish the game. So hopefully a speedy recovery to him. He did finish as wide receiver 77. Terry McLaurin, wide receiver 9 on the year. He finished as wide receiver 33. It's going to be between him and Dontrell Inman for the number one lead in targets and touchdowns. Dontrell Inman had 2 today. So we'll give Inman a couple more weeks of keeping an eye on him to see if he's going to supplant McLaurin. But I do like McLaurin in this offense a little bit better. And the 10th best receiver, DK Metcalf, actually finished as the 10th best receiver this week, so expect to see him next week in our breakdown again. So, receivers for the week, surprise, surprise, Tyler Lockett, 100 yards, 3 touchdowns, 9 catches. This man utterly torched the Cowboys this week. He does get Miami next week. So, again, another pretty good output-looking game for him. The only problem is going to be is, again, game flow. If they get up big on them in the first half, there's not going to be much for him in the second half to do. Wide receiver two for the week is Justin Jefferson. I'm extremely mad at this man. I dropped him this week because he hadn't done anything, and then bam, blows up, and now guess what? I'm probably not going to be able to pick this man up. He does get Houston next week. Houston does have a pretty bad defense. They've been giving up a lot of points this season, so look for him to have a decent game again. I do think he played himself into the wide receiver two position on his team and can slide right into that Diggs role, which was I was expecting him to do for the season. And now he can actually do that for the team. Wide receiver three for the week is my man, Keenan Allen. He finally shows up. He's been getting better and better. Justin Herbert is finally starting to rely on him. The only problem with him this week is that lateral pass that should have been a touchdown for us to win the freaking game. But we won't dive into that. But he did have a fumble on the day fantasy-wise, so that takes 2 points away for him. I believe he would have finished above Justin Jefferson on the week if not for that fumble. He does get Tampa Bay next week, so fire him up as a surefire wide receiver two with wide receiver one ability. Allen Robinson is the fourth best receiver this week. With Nick Foles coming in, it's going to elevate him into a higher threshold. He's going to be a weekly wide receiver one now because Foles loves his receivers. If you looked at when Foles came in for the Eagles, the tight end numbers went down and the receiver numbers went up. So fire him up again. He does get Indianapolis next week. Number five receiver for the week is Cedric Wilson. I'll say that again. Cedric Wilson. He is a receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody had heard of him before this. 0% rostered. No targets, nothing in the previous two games, so do not chase this guy. It was a fluke. They were chasing points. So he does get Cleveland next week, but don't expect anything. Don't pick this man up. Michael Gallup is the sixth best receiver on the day. Does get Cleveland next week. This Cowboys offense is going to be kind of hard to predict. It's going to be ebbs and flows. One game is going to be CeeDee Lamb. One game is going to be Schultz. One game it's going to be Gallup. So on and so forth. So there's a lot of mouths to feed in this offense. So don't have a bunch of confidence in Gallup moving forward, but I could see him popping off occasionally in that wide receiver one threshold, but I'm going to have him more as a wide receiver three. Wide receiver seven on the day is Cooper Kupp. He does get the Giants next week. So it's going to be a pretty big PPR day for him. Again, game flow for him. They're going to probably run the ball a lot in the second half. So hopefully he scores a lot of points for you in the first half. DeAndre Hopkins, eighth best receiver on the week. He does get Carolina next week. He is going to be set it and forget it in this offense. He is target monster. 32 catches through the first 3 weeks. Gotta love that. So more power to you if you have this man in your offense or in your team because you probably drafted him in the second round. Tyler Boyd is going to be the ninth best receiver this week. He does get Jacksonville next week. And again, this offense is going to be a little weird because last week he only had like three targets, I believe. This week he had 13. Last week A.J. Green had 13. This week A.J. Green had 4. So it's going to be rookie quarterback, game script. They're going to, it's going to be hinky for him. I just don't have confidence in any of these receivers just yet. DK Metcalf, receiver 10. He does get Miami next week. So same thing that I said for Tyler Lockett at the beginning is going to go for the same for DK Metcalf.
Hello, guys. This is Juju Talk Sports. You like sports betting, right? Of course you do. You're listening to a fantasy football podcast after all. Well, let me tell you about Razorsport.com. Razor is a worldwide sports betting network all designed around helping you. Their diverse crew of handicappers produce plays the Vegas Sharps don't want you to know about. Go to their website right now and sign up for a free trial at Razorsport.com. That's Razor, R-A-Z-E-R, sport.com. Proud partners of the Slump Buster podcast. Check them out and enjoy the rest of the show.
Now we get to get into the fun part of tight ends. Darren Waller is the best tight end on the season so far. He finished 39th. Travis Kelce has not played yet, so we can't do anything there. Jonnu Smith, third best tight end, 8th best tight end this week. Noah Fant, 4th best tight end, 12th best this week. Mike Gesicki, 5th best tight end, 18th best on the week. Tyler Higbee, 6th best. Tyler Higbee this week, 19th. Dallas Goedert, 7th on the year, 47th. Can you see where we're going here? Jordan Reed, 8th best, 47th this week. Hockenson, 9th best tight end on the year, 13th on the week. 10th best is Mark Andrews. Nothing yet this week because he hasn't played yet, so we can't go into there. And this is why I said we get to get into the fun part. So we have one top tight end with a top 10 finish, pending Kelsey and Andrews. I do expect them to supplant some of these guys on the week. So far, first best, Jimmy Graham. Do you remember him? He still plays football. Yeah, 2 touchdowns. I mean, he's killing it, man. But again, don't have any trust in that offense. Foles doesn't really like tight ends. It probably was just, you know, that was the read for that play. It was in the red zone, touchdown dependent for him. Tyler Kroft, yes, from Cincinnati. He's not there anymore. He's in Buffalo. Yeah, don't play this man. Sorry, don't do it. He gets Las Vegas next week. Sorry, just nothing last week, nothing the week before, and then boom, second best tight end on the week. Eric Ebron does get Tennessee next week. Third best tight end. He's still getting into that offense, so we'll see how that goes. Still, again, going to be touchdown dependent, so I'd back off of him. Fourth best tight end this week, Mo Alie-Cox. I do like him moving forward. Philip Rivers likes his tight ends. With Jack Doyle being hurt, Mo Alie-Cox has slid into that spot and actually been really good. 100 yards last week, 50 yards and a touchdown this week for him. Zach Ertz is the 5th best tight end this week. He does get San Francisco next week, so I would fade him. I probably wouldn't play him next week if you have him on your team and find a streaming option. Jesse James, 6th best tight end on the week. He didn't score, but he had like 6 catches for 60 yards. So if you're in a tight end premium league, he did good for you, but nobody probably played him because I believe he was 0% rostered. He does get New Orleans next week, so just go ahead and forget him and move on to being a weird tight end week. Greg Olsen, 7th best tight end. He does get Miami, so probably don't play him because Seattle's going to be up a lot against Miami, so there's not going to be much passing opportunity. Jonnu Smith, the 8th best tight end this week. He does get Pittsburgh next week, so I like the spot that he's in with A.J. Brown being out, so continue to fire him up as a surefire tight end number one this week. Gronk was the 9th best tight end. He had 4 targets in the last 2 weeks combined. This one, he had 7 targets. With Godwin going down, I could see him continuing to grow in this offense. But Bruce Arians did say they don't like to use tight ends a whole bunch because they have 2 stud receivers. So we'll see how this goes going forward. But again, I would probably avoid Gronk. And then Foster Moroyu. I don't even know how to say this man's name. He was the 10th best tight end on the week above Darren Waller, surprisingly. They are on the same team. If you didn't know what team you played for, I don't blame you because I didn't know either. They get Buffalo next week, so look for Waller to go back into his number one role there. But again, weird week for tight ends. 90% of the top 10 weren't even rostered. 0% rostered for these guys. So tight end is a weird position. Fortunately, that's how it goes in fantasy football. All right, so we will get into Slump Buster of the Week. Last week, Davante Adams was my pick, and he didn't even play, so a big L for me. Next week, I'm going to put my Slump Buster of the Week as Cam. I do like him against Kansas City. Bill Belichick does play them pretty well. I could see Cam having a big game for you if you have him. Drafted him in like the 14th round, so even more power to you next week when Cam is he's the 5th best quarterback of the week. All right, into waiver wire ads of the week. I do like Foles. Pick up Foles. It's Foles. He's going to come in. He's going to win a couple games. They might even make the playoffs, and then he'll be traded to a new team in the offseason. But I do like Foles. So Mo Alie-Cox, again, I would pick him up as well. Rivers loves his tight ends, and Mo Alie-Cox is deserving of being a streaming tight end. Jeff Wilson Jr., a.k.a. the Vulture, again, watch the news for the week. We don't know what's up with any of the running backs. for the Niners, so be careful of him moving forward as well. Carlos Hyde is going to be another popular pickup, depending on the severity of the leg injury for Chris Carson. Justin Jefferson is going to be the most popular waiver wire ad. I do see him getting more looks going forward. He was drafted high for a reason, and he fits that offense perfectly. He is literally Diggs in this offense. Diggs was a top receiver more often than not, so I could see that continuing for Justin Jefferson. All right, guys, so that'll be it for us this week. Week 4 will be the last week without a bye week until towards the end of the season. So next week we get to get creative with bye weeks and everything like that. Again, make sure you guys are following all of the news coming out of practice, people getting injured. Again, make sure you guys are checking injury reports for all of the teams. I mean, hell, look at Tyrod Taylor last week. We didn't even know he was out. I didn't even know he was out, and I'm a Chargers fan. I didn't know he was out until I'm watching Red Zone, and they go, hey, guess what? Justin Herbert's playing quarterback. I'm like, what the heck is happening? So just make sure you guys are following the news. You don't want to be the person playing injured players on your fantasy league because everybody will hate you. That'll be it for us for week 3. We'll see you in week 4, guys. Bust that slump. Follow us for all the news. We put out rankings Sunday morning. We help you with your lineup questions. So that'll be it for us. We'll see you guys next week.